Prominenteng ipinakita ng SBS ang katapangan at pagsuway habang naghahanda silang ipalabas ang Face Up to Racism Week na sumisiyasat sa rasismo at masamang palagay. Kakaunti ang magpapakita ng katapangan ng minsan na estudyanteng Indian Saraban Tretala na nakaligtas sa halos nakakamatay na atake at ngayon ay nagtataguyod ng praktikal na mensahe ng pagkakaisa at pagtanggap. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat ni Luke Waters.
SBS?
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 SBS Radio.
Ang partidong One Nation ni Pauline Hanson na itinuring na wild card sa eleksyong gaganapin sa Western Australia. Subalit salamat sa mga kasundo ang preference sa maraming bilang ng minoridad na partido sa mataas na kapulungan, may pag-asa ang maliliit na partido ay hahawak ng balanse ng kapangyarihan sa estado. At ang kanilang hinihingi para mabigyan ng gobyerno ang kanilang boto ay maaaring mahulugan na iabante ng estado ang kanilang mga relo ng isang oras, uminom ng tubig na walang fluoride at baguhin ang demokrasya sa Australia. Si John Watt ay isa sa mga kandidato ng Fluoride Free Party sa West Australia.
It didn't occur to us that there was a possibility that we might get somebody elected.
It was more about trying to get that.
It was more about getting the message across to voters that fluoride is the fluoride that's in our water is not naturally occurring. It's an industrial waste product.
Gusto ng partidong gumamit ng papel na balota bilang murang advertising para gamitin ang mensaheng fluoride free. Pagkatapos ay kumatok naman ang tinatawag na preference whisperer Glenn Drury. Tumulong si Glenn sa Australian Motoring Enthusiast Party na manalo sa pampederal na puesto sa Senado noong halala ng 2013 na tumanggap ng halos kalahating porsyento ng primaryang boto. Iniisip niyang aabot sa 3 microparties ang maaaring mahalal pagkatapos pumayag ang malalaking partido na bigyan sila ng preference votes.
A couple of the parties gave me a call and I gave a couple of the others a call. I put them together in the one room and we talked about strategy. And after all, without a clear and defined and smart strategy, minor parties and independents will never win against the major parties. Let's not forget that the major parties have effectively rigged the system to keep the little guy out. And what I've shown minor parties is a way to move forward.
Sinabi naman ng Daylight Saving Party na isususog nila ang pagtitipid sa oras ng araw sa kabila ng referendum noong 2009 na nagpakitang ayaw ito ng karamihan sa mga taga-West Australia. Sa kabila nito, sinabi ni Wilson Tucker, isa sa mga kandidato na hindi lamang magiging nag-iisang kabayo ang kanyang partido.
So we're promoting daylight saving, but also we're aligned with issues that are aligned with daylight saving. So lifestyle, outdoor, family, recreation, the environment, they're all issues that daylight saving touches on, and that's what we'll be discussing as part of the crossbench when we're successful.
O baka naman maaaring iboto ng mga tao ang mga kandidato ng maliliit na partido na ayaw sa malalaking partido at naniniwalang kailangang baguhin na ang demokrasya sa Australia. Si Alex Brobil ay isang financial planner ng isa sa mga kandidato.
Instead of us voting politicians in once every 4 years and then allowing them to debate and decide on policy that they may not particularly know much about, or they may have particular allegiances, they may be lobbied by particular groups who want them to vote a particular way. This system allows people on every issue that they care about to truly have their say because it's what's important to them.
Sinabi naman ng mga kritiko, kasama si punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull, na gusto ng mga taong kagaya ni Glenn Drury na ayusin ang sistema ng pagboto upang mabigyan ng bentahe ang mga may particular na interes. Sinabi nila na nilalaro lamang nito ang malalaking partido sa kanilang sariling laro.
The big guys don't want the little guys coming in on their turf, there's no doubt about it. But make no mistake, the little guys are coming. The primary vote for minor parties has been steadily increasing over many electoral terms. And we could see up to 30% plus of the voters in Western Australia vote for parties other than the majors at this election. And let's hope that translates into real seats and real bums on that red leather after March 11.
Sinabi naman ng taga-suri sa politikang William Bow na ang pagtaas ng mga micro-parties ay maaaring makasakit sa pag-asa ng mga partidong One Nation at National sa Konseho Legislatibo. Sinabi niya na ito ay maaaring magbigay sa Labor ang paboritong makakakuha ng pwesto mula sa koalisyon ng liberal at nasyonal ng isang malapit na mataas na kapulungan.
There's a bigger mix of possibilities for them to, you know, cobble together the numbers to get difficult legislation through. So Labor can never really hope, I don't think, for a situation, the situation that they probably yearn for in most other contexts, where at least they've got the Greens with the balance of power. That's extremely difficult to achieve in Western Australia. So, you know, if they've got a couple of people, whoever they are, you know, a daylight saving party may be holding the balance of power there, I think they'd take that.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.